Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 21st September 2021. Top stories for today: Penang will kick off the National COVID-19 Immunization Program for teenagers aged 16 and 17 tomorrow at 6 vaccination centres in the state. Earlier today, Penang Chief Minister Chow Kon Yao said the inoculation exercise taking place tomorrow will be entitled to students with permanent addresses from Penang but studying in boarding schools outside of the state. Meanwhile, Labuan will also kick off its COVID-19 vaccination session for school children aged 12 to 15 tomorrow, ahead of the reopening of school on October 4th. Labuan Health Department Director Dr. Ismuni Bohari said children will get the vaccine at the two allocated PPVs from morning till late afternoon. And for those aged 30 to 15, the vaccination schedule will be from September 22nd to 24th, while for those aged 12 will be from September 25th and 26th. During the Q&A session at the Dewan Rakyat today, Dato Afman Marzuk Syari said the cost of performing the Hajj is expected to increase due to the inflation rate, as well as the latest regulations that have been set by the Saudi Arabian government. This comes after the introduction of the standard operating procedures amid the COVID-19 pandemic. On the international front, authorities in Southeast Asia are called to act quickly to stop traffickers getting back in business once border controls are eased, as wildlife trafficking showed drastic reduction during the pandemic. According to a forthcoming UN report, smugglers' networks were halted as countries closed their borders and tightened surveillance when the coronavirus struck last year. Meanwhile, the European Union welcomes the United States' announcement that it will reopen its doors to European travellers vaccinated against COVID-19 in November, rolling back restrictions in place since early last year. Pfizer and BioNTech said their COVID-19 vaccine induced a robust immune response in children aged 5 to 11 and plans to seek for regulatory authorization soonest to use the shot for that age range in the United States, Europe and elsewhere. And hundreds of people demonstrated in lockdown Melbourne after authorities shut down construction sites in the city for 2 weeks, saying the movement of workers was spreading the coronavirus into regional areas. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.